is Dr. Chetna Kripalu, and I'm talking about sleep. So, first of all, why is sleep so important? The sleep is important because that is the only time you're disconnected with your mind, which is a cause for a lot of problems, meaning, you know, which causes, you know, physical changes and, of course, mental changes, emotional changes throughout the day. Otherwise, you're always thinking of so many things. So this is the time when you are disconnected. And in many spiritual texts, they talk about literally dying every day in your sleep and waking up in the morning is living another day altogether. So that's how powerful or, you know, the disconnect we're talking about it is. Of course, the mind is going through changes. It's not, you know, the body is disconnected from the mind. So the body, mind, you know, the changes don't happen. So there are different phases of sleep. Of course, you know, when you start off, you're kind of in a, I wouldn't say in a lighter sleep, the best way to describe. And then there is periods of, you know, rapid eye movement sleep, which is where you get your dreams and everything. And then there is non-rapid eye movement, which is very deep sleep. And so those are all different phases. So what is a good quality of sleep? And why, again, going back to the sleep. So when these phases happen and when there is deep sleep, a lot of good things happen. Basically, it's about detox, how the body goes through, about hormonal activity. In fact, growth hormone is a big one which comes into active participation when, you know, muscles are building and a lot of detoxification methods happen. Some other hormones like prolactin, which is also beneficial, all these things are important for homeostasis and, you know, regulation of different processes in your body, which happens at that time. So when you get a good quality of sleep, most of them, I think, have realized when they have good quality of sleep is when you get up in the morning, you're refreshed. It's like, oh my God, I slept like a log. I don't remember anything. I have no dreams, nothing. So the idea of sleep is is when you have a good or a continuous length of time when you are sleeping and not being woken up many times during the night, is what is good quality sleep. So the better the quality of sleep, the better the body is rested and actually has these good functions in the body, which happens at nighttime. So that's usually what it is. So how do we do that is the question. So the good quality of sleep depends on how active you are during the day. And I think we've talked about a little bit in one of the videos where we've talked about, you know, getting yourself or checking in with yourself through the day and, you know, basically trying to breathe and recalibrate your thought process and everything. Because what it does is it doesn't allow that continuous loop to keep going on and on and on. Why is this bad? Is because when you go to sleep, you're wired and you're tired, but you're so wired that you're not able to get this the normal circadian rhythm where your cortisol secretion has to go down, and you know the nighttime hormones come into the picture, and like melatonin and other good hormones like the growth hormone, everything we mentioned, comes into the play and does its thing. So, and also you don't sleep continuously. You have these interruptions. Some people don't even sleep at all. Or they go to sleep and, they're woken up in the middle of the sleep. So all these disturbances happen so much that it's difficult for people to get a good night's rest, the disconnect we're looking for, and the bodies to function properly. So a good regimen, a sleep hygiene needs to be created. And how do we do that is through the day what you do is important, but I would say a couple of hours before you go to bed. Of course, eat early. Don't eat too late so that the digestion is happening already. Not to drink too many glasses of, wine or alcohol at night, every day, maybe occasionally. Then also not to drink too much liquids right before bed, because then it will wake you up. Also, a good diet, of course, is important. Exercise in the morning, being physically active during the day will help you feel tired and go off to sleep. But then 2 hours before, you don't want to look at your phones or, any kind of a gadget. You want to take a bath if you can, even in a bathtub with essential oils, which will help you sleep. Not everybody needs it, but it's a suggestion for people who have problems. It just calms you down, gets you the magnesium in to relax your muscles. That's helpful. Then you go to sleep. You may want to listen to really calming music. There are different kind of binaural beat music. There are different frequencies which allow your mind to go into different wave state, like delta, and that would help you kind of drift off to sleep. And sometimes changing lights in your bedroom helps. The blue light is really not conducive to sleeping, so amber colored lights are usually, we tell people if they have problems to change the light bulbs into amber colored bulbs, which helps, again, the activity in the brain, the wave pattern in the brain, more amenable to sleep. And then read a book if you want, something which will make you sleep, actually, not making you wake. Something not very interesting, something which is kind of making you drift off to sleep. And then slowly, you go to sleep. So that way, you are actually helping yourself sleep for a good length of time. Now, the length of time of sleep varies with different people. And requirement varies anywhere from 6 hours, even 5 hours for some people, to 8 hours. The average is 7 to 8 hours. Now, somebody who's meditated for a long of time can go deeper into meditation during the day. They have these practices that they do for a long period of time. They can get to the state without sleeping, which is a restful state. So for those people, they may not need as much sleep per se, but that's a whole different topic. So this is a sleep hygiene we want to create, and that way it is so beneficial for the physical health of most people. When they wake up in the morning, they're refreshed, they're energetic. Again, you want to start this process which we discussed in the element where we talked about meditation and everything. So you begin your day like that. Now you have all the energy, you're conserving energy for the whole day, and you're really, going through your day very beautifully, the way, and achieve all your goals.